Today's shir is Masechta Yuma Daf Pei Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph, six lines from the top. The Gemara quotes what we learned in the Mishnah: the Mishnah taught us Oichel Vashoisa, eating and drinking, Eimet Starfim. They don't combine to one shir on regarding their prohibition on Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that the halach is that when you have a chil and shtia, that they're not mitzdarf? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda b'machlokes shnuya. This opinion that we're learning in our Mishnah is not really something that everybody agrees on, and our Mishnah is following Rav Yeshua, the opinion of Rav Yeshua. The Tanan, the Mishnah in Masechta the Mila, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph teaches us. Klal Amar Rabbi Yeshua teaches us, Kol Shetmosai Vishurai Shava. When you have a situation where the two foods that we have the same type of tuma, the same rules of tuma, and they have the same shear, they are mitzdarf. So you have two kazaisim of a mace. The shear of tuma by mace is a kazais. Or yeah, and the tumah is both identical, they're both tumas mace. Or you have two kazesim of a nevela, where again, being that they're the exact same type of tumah, and it's, besides being the exact same type of tumah, they're also the same shear, obviously. So then these, even though they two kazesim come from two different mesim, two different nevelas, they're mitzdarif. However, we have a situation Tumasai, v'loy shiroi. The halacha of the tumah are the same, but the shear of the tumas are not the same. For example, sheretz and the vela, both only are tamei till the evening. But if somebody comes in contact with them and goes to the mikvah, but the shirim are not the same, because by nevela the shear is gazayis, and by sheretz the shear is adasha, or shiroi v'loy tumasai, a piece of a mace and a piece of nevela. So by both of them, as we said a few moments ago, the shear is the same. The shear is a kazayis. But the time of that tum is not the same. A mace is tumay for 7 days, and a nevela, somebody comes in contact with a nevela, is only tumay till that evening if they went to the mikveh. Loy tumasiv, loy shiroi, when you have two pieces that not the dinim, not the rules of the tumah, nor the shear of the tumah is the same. For example, a piece of a mace and a piece of a sheretz. In these cases, aim at starfim. So says the Gemara in our Mishnah, where achila and shtia and Yom Kippur don't have the same shear. Achila, we've been learning, the shear is a kuseves, and shtia, the shear is Meloy Lugmov. So since the shiurim are not sustained, that's why our Mishnah paskin that they cannot combine. Rav Nachman says, Afilotem Rabbanon. Our Mishnah could even be following the opinion of the Rabbanon, who disagree with Rabbi Shua, and say that even if the tuma and the shiur of the tuma are not identical, they can be mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, in our case, In the case of Yom Kippur, the Rabbanon will disagree. And the Gemara explains itself. Atkan, come Rabbanon Hasam, by Tumah, the Rabbanon said that even though they're not identical, they can't combine. That was Linyan Tumah. There we're talking about Tumah. Because, says the Gemara, the shame Tumah Chadhi. Yes, this may be Tumah Smeis, this may be Tumah Sheretz, Tumah Nevela, but they're all in the family of Tumah. Avalhocha, as we keep on repeating, the shiurim on Yom Kippur have a different point around them. The shiurim on Yom Kippur are connected mishum yisuvi datahu. What will cause the person to be satisfied? V'hai lemias v'date. And somebody going to eat and drink, then it's not. There's no yishuvadas. And therefore, since there's no yisuvadas, that's why they can't be mitzdarf. Because that is what eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is all about. The Ken Amar Reish Lakish, the Machlokes Shnui Reb Shui Hi. Reish Lakish wanted to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Yeshua. The Tanan, again, as he repeats the Mishnah that we just learned, the Masech Demila, Reb Yeshua's opinion. Reb Yochanan Amar, then Reb Yochanan said to Reish Lakish, I failed Tem Rabbonin. Our Mishnah could even follow the opinion of Rabbonin. Because at kind of coming Rabbanah Hossam only to Enyon Tumo. The fact that to take into consideration is what will satisfy, what will make the person have Yishuv Adas, Bahai, and if you're going to combine eating and drinking, like Kmiyas Vedate. So we're learning now that under certain circumstances, Oichel and Mashka are Mitzdarev, and under certain circumstances, they're not Mitzdarev. The Sharet Tzion quotes the Chavon Moshe, the Prima Godim, what's going to be the halacha regarding bracha achrona. The halacha bracha achrona, if somebody ate two different foods that have two different shiurim, will they be mitzdarif or they not be mitzdarif? And the Maram Shik wants to suggest that we anyway paskin like Rabbi Shua, and since we paskin like Rabbi Shua, any time we have foods that don't have the same shear, they're not mitzdarif. And I saw that the Beis Meir also has a question. He discusses where you have two fruits, for example. One is a peri from the Shivas Aminim, and one is a fruit that is a regular fruit. Now we know on the peris from the Shivas Aminim, the bracha achroina is the bracha main chalish. The bracha achroina on regular fruit is a bayri in the fashis. And the question that he discusses, that if can you combine these two foods to make a bracha, at least a bayri in the fashis. And he says that when it comes to Hilchas Bracha, since the two fruits that were eaten don't have the same shear, they can't be mitzdarf. Says the Mishnah, if somebody forgot that today is Yom Kippur, or he forgot that one may not eat on Yom Kippur, and in one helam of forgetting, he ate and he drank, the halacha is en chayev elachatus achas. He only has to bring one karm chatus. Because the isser achil and the isser shtia all are one isser. And they're all in the category that one may not eat on Yom Kippur. And therefore, if he did both eating and drinking behelam echad, he's chayev only one karm chatus. However, ochel v'asim melocha, if he ate and did melocha on Yom Kippur, even in one helam, for example, that he forgot that today is Yom Kippur, and therefore, because he forgot today is Yom Kippur, he ate and he did melacha. There, he's chayev shtei chatos, he's chayev tu chatos. So, our Mishnah began, ochav v'shos behelam achad, yichayev one chatos. So, the Chachma Shlaim explains that the basis for this Gemara is that because achil of this Mishnah's din is because achil v'shtia are one Isser. Because otherwise, he explains, we would have a consideration what we discussed in the previous piece of Gemara, that they anyway nam mitzdarif. The question that many discuss is, here it says, that ochel v'shasa behelam echad, ein achayev el achas. So it's obvious that if it would have been, if somebody would eat and drink in shtei halomis, that means he ate on Yom Kippur because he forgot it's Yom Kippur, or he forgot that one may not eat on Yom Kippur, and then he remembered it was Yom Kippur, or he remembered that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, and then he ate or drank again. So then the halacha is he would have to bring two karban chatas, because each aveira was done in a separate haloma. And the question that the Aruch HaNer discusses is, why if somebody eats the second time, would he be chayv on Yom Kippur? The whole point of Yom Kippur is that one should be be'inui. Once somebody ate on Yom Kippur, he no longer is be'inui. And if he's no longer be'inui, so then he didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong, but we can't be mechayiv him for eating. He's anyway not be'inui. So the Shaila Meshiv discusses this, and the Shalom Meshu says that when we say, as we're learning in our sugyas, that v'ira yokeper keseves, you're not be'inui, doesn't mean that you remain in that status for the rest of the day. Just because you had a keseves doesn't mean that you're going to be no longer be'inui for the rest of Yom Kippur. It lasts, but it doesn't last the whole day. So therefore, since that's the halacha, so when you eat the second time, you're already in the inui again. And now by eating, you broke that inui and you chayiv. What the Shalom Meshev doesn't address is what is the shir? Does that mean as soon as I eat and then I eat again, I'm already be inui again? The Sharideya has a different approach. His approach is that just like by Shabbos, which is the place where we learned this halacha, that if somebody did malacha on Shabbos, b'shtei halomis, we learned the halacha is that he's chayiv for each malacha. And the reason is because each on Shabbos, the isser is the malacha. So every time you do a malacha, you're chayiv. So too on Yom Kippur, this on Yom Kippur is there is an isser achila. But it's a different type of Issa Achila, but it is an Issa Achila. And therefore, since there's an Issa Achila, every time you did an Achila with a separate Haloma, Yechayiv. The Mishnah also said that however, if you did Malacha and eating in one Haloma, Yechayiv Shtei Chatos. The Marcheshes wants to say it depends what the Halomas were. He says, if the halama was that I forgot you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur, and I forgot you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Kippur. So since these are two separate averas, so to speak, you chayif for each avera separately. But let's say what happened here was that the person forgot that it's today is Yom Kippur. And because he forgot that today is Yom Kippur, he ate and he did malacha. But both of these averas, even though they're very distinct averas, all emanate from one haloma, and that is the haloma that today is Yom Kippur. So the Macheshes wants to say that in such a situation, you're going to be chayiv only one kamechatis. That's not what the Mishnah meant. The Mishnah meant only a case where the achila and the malacha were based on two different halomas. I forgot you're not allowed to eat, and I forgot you're not allowed to do malacha. There are achroinim that disagree with the Macheshes. And the Mishnah seems to disagree because the Mishnah says that ochel, that somebody did ochel and he did malach, he's chayv shtei halomas. And the Mishnah doesn't differentiate what type of haloma we're talking about. Says the Mishnah further, ochel oichlam she'enu ruil achila, if somebody ate food that isn't edible, shasa mashkin she'enu ruil nishtiya, or he drank something which is not really good to drink, shasa tzir, he drank fish sauce, or murius, or different type of a liquid that comes when you make fish. In all these cases, he's potter. And the reason is, according to the Miri, because there is no yishuv hadas. The whole point, as we keep on repeating, on Yom Kippur is yishuv hadas, and these foods or beverages don't cause yeshiva das, and when there's no yeshiva das, there's no chiv on Yom Kippur. However, we also see from here that the Mishnah could have said, the Rishonim could have said that you're not chai because this is shloike derech achila. The fact that that wasn't said, it goes back to something that we discussed previously. On Yom Kippur, there is no heter of shloike derech achila. So it turns out, as we've said previously, on one hand, Yom Kippur has a leniency, that the shear is a larger shear, a kesevis, not a kezias, like usually by achila. But on the other hand, usually when it comes to machal sasuris, if you ate the food shloi kederach achila, the halacha is that shloi kederach achila, you're not considered an achila, it's not considered an issur daraisa. On Yom Kippur, there is no heter of shloi kederach achila. Amrei Shlakish. So the Mishnah, the Gemara discusses the Isser Achila on Yom Kippur, or the Isser Inui on Yom Kippur, the Chiv of Inui. Why didn't the Torah say the Isser of Inui and Yom Kippur like it's normally said when we speak about a lav? When the Torah says you may not do something, the Torah says don't do it. Here the Torah says it in a Loshon Asay, Tanuas Nafshaseichem. And the Gemara's question is, why doesn't it say it as it is, that it's a lav? Answers the Gemara, Mishum Dalei Efshar. There was no way to properly say it. Heichi Nichtav. Because exactly what would we want the Torah to say? Nichtav Rechmona Lo Yoichel. If the Torah were to say that on Yom Kippur we're not allowed to eat, Achila B'Kazai. So we know, as we've said many times, that whenever the Torah uses the word Achila, it means a Kazayis. And as we just said, on Yom Kippur, the Shir is a Kasevis, not a Kazayis. Nichtav Rechmona Lo Yisuna. That don't be mevatel, don't undo the inui. So that would seem to mean kumachol mashma. We could say loy suna. Some could explain the pasuk to mean don't be in inui and eat, which of course is just the opposite of what the halach is. Maskula roshia. So roshia says I still have a way how the Torah could have worded it. Nichter achmana hishomer pen loy suna. Be careful not to break the inui. And as we know, Hishomer, the Gemara says, is a Lashon Lav, and Pen is a Lashon Lav. So we would have properly articulated this Lav. Answers the Gemara, Im Kein, Nefishi Lulavi. If, as we just said, Hishomer and Pen are a Lashon Lav, so then you can't have, then would be two Lavim. There are no two Lavim for eating Yom Kippur. There's only one Lav for eating Yom Kippur. Maskula Rabibi Barbaya, Nichter Rechmona, Hishomer B'mitzvahs Inui. Be careful to fulfill the mitzvahs Inui. Im Kain, says the Gemara, that also would not be an option. Because Hishomer the Lav, the Lav. When the Torah used the word Hishomer, as we just said, it represents a Lav. But it depends in what context. If the context is a Pasuk of a Lav, so then indeed it represents a Lav. But if it's put in an assay, if it's in the context of a pasuk that's saying do something, Hishomer that assay is an assay. So we would still have only, we still wouldn't have a lav. Maskel or Ravashi. So Ravashi comes up with a different wording. Nichtav al tosim in inui. Don't make sure that you remain in inui the entire Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara, indeed kasha. That's a kasha, and the Gemara, the pasuk could have said that way. And as we've said many times, that when the Gemara concludes with Tiyufta, that means that there is no answer to that question. Whereas when the Gemara ends with the word Kasha, that means there is a possible Teretz, but the Gemara didn't say it. So the Marim Chaviv explains that the reason the Torah perhaps did not want to use the words Al Tosui Mina Inui means that be ready in Inui, as Yom Kippur begins, and then Al Tosser, don't stop that Inui. But as we know, and we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem in today's Shir, the halacha is just the opposite. The halacha is that in Yom Kippur, on Erev Yom Kippur, you're supposed to eat. We don't enter Yom Kippur in a status of Inui. So that's why, if we would have said this type of wording, it would imply that we should be already in Inui as we enter Yom Kippur and remain that way for the duration of Yom Kippur, which of course is not true. And that's why the Torah could not have used that time, that type of wording. So what we have here is that there is no explicit lav for Inui Yom Kippur. But of course, there has to be a lav. Because if there is no lav that you have to be in Inui Yom Kippur, one can never get chorus or chatos, or we have to bring a karm chattis if he violated that. V'tana, says the Gemara, Mais lemahocha. He's going to learn the Isra of Inui on Yom Kippur this way. The Pasuk says, regarding Yom Kippur, V'nisim es naf sheseichem, v'kam melocha lo yisasu. Yochel yeyan shkaris, atoysus melocha. The halacha is that Yom Kippur, we have to be moisif, mechol ala kodesh. That you have to start Yom Kippur already before Yom Kippur begins. Yochel, we would think that not only is there such an obligation, but Yehonish Karas of Taisus Malacha. If somebody does Malacha during that time of Taisus Yom Kippurim, he'll be Chayiv Karas. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, "V'chol nefesh shetasa kol melacha be'etzma yom zeh v'avarti es nefesh shehi mekerav amo al tzumay shoyim on his chorus." If somebody does melacha yom kippur on yom kippur itself, that's when he's chayv chorus. V'ain on his chorus al toisus melacha. But if he does melacha during the time of toisus yom kippur, there is no chayv chorus. Yochli and Ishkaris or Toys Malacha continues the Brisa. We would think that there's no Chiv Karis if somebody does Malacha during the period of Toys Yom Kippurim. Aviyah on Ishkaris or Toys Inui, if somebody eats by the time of Toys Yom Kippur, he'll be Chayiv Karis. Tamalim Kikala Nefesh, Ashley Suna Batsamayamazah, Venechrasamayamel. Ali tzumah shel yom on ishkaris. If somebody eats or drinks during Yom Kippur, he's chayiv karis. Ve'ein on ishkaris al taisus inui. He's not chayiv karis if he ate during this taisus Yom Kippurim period. Yochel lo yehei b'chlal oynish. There won't be a karis for that period. Aviyei muzer al taisus melacha. There should be malchus for that period. Tamalayim v'kam lochel esas betzim yom ezeh. Ali tzumah shel yom muzer. There's only a lav during Yom Kippur, then Muzar Toysus Melacha, and therefore there isn't a Chiv Lav if you did Melacha during that time. Yochle Yom Muzar Toysus Melacha, you wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus if you did Melacha during the time of Toysus Yom Kippurim. Aviyah Muzar Toysus Inui, but you'd be Chayiv Malkus if you ate during the time of Toysus Yom Kippurim. But then who? Says the Braisa, that can't be logically. Ma Melacha. If Malacha, which is stricter, because Yom Kippur is not the only time when one may not do Malacha. Shenehegas b'Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Every Shabbos and Yontif, one may not do Malacha. Still, during the time of Taisus Yom Kippurim, Eina Mozala, there is no Malkus. Inui, Shenehegas b'Shabbos is Yom Tovim. Inui, which is unique to the time of Yom Kippur, which is unique to Yom Kippur, and it didn't Shloim Muzalov. It's obvious that there is no Malkus during that period. Avlas Haral in Yom Kippurim Atzmai Loy Lamadnu. Till now we were speaking about the period of Tosus Yom Kippurim, but where do we know that if one eats on Yom Kippur Chas V'Shalom, he's over a lav Menayim? Where do we learn the lav for? Says the Gemara. Says the Braisa, Layama Oynish B'Malacha. The Torah should not have needed to say an Oynish if somebody does Malacha on Yom Kippur. The Gomer Mi'inui, because we could have learned that from a Kavachoymer from Inui. Or Ma Inui, Shein and Ahegas B'Shabbos Yom Tovim. If the Isser of eating, which doesn't apply every Shabbos and Yontif, Onish Karis, the Torah tells us that there's a Chiv Karis. The Torah is clear that there's a chiyuv karis melacha shenahegas b'shabbosus v'yom tovim loy kolshkein. Certainly, there's a chiyuv karis for doing melacha on Yom Kippur. So, why did the Torah have to expressly say it? V'lama namer. So it says the brisa mufna. It's left. It's a superfluous pasuk lahakish ulod memenu, and it's here to teach. For Inu Gzeir Shava, and to teach Gzeir Shava between the Chiv of Inu Yom Kippur and the Isser Melacha Yom Kippur. Nemar Onish Be Inu. The Torah clearly, as we just said, tells us there's a Chiv Karis if one eats on Yom Kippur. V'nemar Onish Be Melacha, and the Torah says there's a Chiv Karis if one does Melacha Yom Kippur. Ma Melacha Lo Onish Olam Kein Hizer. By the Melacha, the Torah says a lav. The Torah says, "Kam malacha lo sasu af inui," which is now connected with a hekesh between inui and Yom Kippur. Even though the Torah doesn't expressly say the lav, this hekesh serves as the way to know that there is a lav for inui Yom Kippur as well. Ask the Gemara, "Ikla mifruch," but one could ask a question on this: "Mali inui shloihot machlala." There is never a heter to eat on Yom Kippur, unless somebody is in a situation of pikuach nefesh. But under normal circumstances, there is no way. Time of melacha, shota mechlala, melacha is mutter on Yom Kippur. Because as we learned, that on Yom Kippur, we've learned in this masechta over and over again, that the Kohen Gadol does all the various melachos and bring you the kabbanis. So the Tosfos Shanim asks, here the Gemara says that Yom Kippur, Inui, there's no heter. There's never a time that the Torah says one may eat on Yom Kippur. But as the Tosfos Shanim, we learned in our previous perek that the person who walked with the Sol Azazel, Chutz Lamachna on Yom Kippur, they told him that all those tents, Harei Machel, Harei Mozen. And therefore, we see that under certain circumstances, one may eat. So if we follow the opinion of Rashi, the Rashi says that Harei Mozen, Harei Machel was only something that we told him, but not that he's really allowed to eat. So then our Gemara still is understandable. But if we're going to learn like the Rambam, that Harei Machel, Harei Mozen means that he's allowed to eat, so why is our Gemara saying that there's never a heter to eat on Yom Kippur? So the Siach Yitzchak explains that when, even according to the Rambam, that the person who's going with the Sol HaZoz is allowed to eat, he's not allowed to eat because he, for him, there is no din that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to eat. Rather, what the halach is, as we're going to learn still in our perek, that somebody who's in a situation that he can't fast because it's pikuach nefesh, is allowed to eat. So therefore, it's not the same as the so that's not that he's allowed to eat. It's a halacha that's applicable b'kala taira kula, that somebody who's in a situation of pikuach nefesh may eat. Along the same line, says the Meraim Sada, that we often discuss that when something which is normally not allowed to be done is allowed to be done, there's a difference between hutra and dechuya. Dechuya means that we reluctantly allow it to do it. Hutra means that it's 100% mutter to be done. Even if we'll say that the person who's walking with this animal is allowed to eat, it's only dechuya. If he needs to eat, we allow him to eat. If he, Baruch Hashem, doesn't need to eat, he's not allowed to eat. Whereas the Kohen Gadol, who does the Avodah on Yom Kippur, it's not just the Chuyah, it's Hutra. It's 100% Mutter, of course, to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Ella, says the Gemara, this is the way to understand the Braisa. Lo Yoyma Onesh B'inui. There would be no reason for the Torah to tell us there's a Chiyiv Karis for eating on Yom Kippur. The Gomer, we could have learned it with a Kal V'chaimim for Melacha. Oma Melacha Shotra Mechlola. If Melacha, which may be done on Yom Kippur, when we bring kabbonis. Still, when you're not allowed to do the malacha, and somebody did malacha, b'meizr on Yom Kippur, there's an onish karus, inui, shloyot mechlala, that one may never eat on Yom Kippur, given the explanations what we just gave. Like koshkein, that there should be a chiv karus, v'loyam el nemer, so why did the Torah teach us an onish karus by eating on Yom Kippur, mufna, it remains superfluous, lahakish lodim emena b'gzeir shava, to teach your gzeir shava, nema onish b'inui, v'nema onish b'malacha, the Torah said the chiv karis both by inui and both by malacha, and my malacha onish v'hizr, by malacha the Torah is clear that there is a chiv karis, and that there's a lav for doing malacha on Yom Kippur, af inui, through his gzeir shava, we established by inui the same din applies that onish v'hizr. Ask the Gemara, Ikla Mifrach, but this Kal V'chaimer could also be refuted, because Mal Malacha Shekein Nahegas B'Shabbos for Yom Tovim. Malacha, one may not do Malacha on Shabbos Yom Tovim. Tama B'Inui, She'en Nahegas B'Shabbos. Inui doesn't apply on Shabbos Yom Tov, only Yom Kippur. So therefore, we're back to where we started. The Torah, Ein Onshim El Mekemas Hirin. Every lav in the Torah has to have a source that it's a lav, and has to have a source that there's an Einish. So Inui, we have a pasuk that says there's a chiv karis, but there is no pasuk that teaches us the oinish. Amar Ravina, says the Ravina, the way we come to this, the way we get to a lav by Inui, is by learning a gzeris shava of etzem etzem. Regarding the Inui, the Torah says, ki kol ha-nefesh shloi su'una b'etzem ha-yom zeh v'nichrusa b'me'ameho. And regarding the Isser of doing Melacha on Yom Kippur, it says, V'chal nefesh shetaska Melacha b'etzem ha-yom hazeh, v'vadati es ha-nefesh ha-yim ikarev ama. So we learn a gzeri shava of etzem etzem, to say that just like by Melacha, there's a lav and a oynish, so too is the case by Inui. Says the Gemara, we know that we have a gzeri shava if the words are superfluous, then even if there's a question on the Gzeirah Shavah, the Gzeirah Shavah still stands. But if the words are not superfluous, then if there's a question, then the Gzeirah Shavah gets refuted. Says the Gemara, this Gzeirah Shavah must be mufna, superfluous word. De'ilai mufna, if the words aren't superfluous, we can ask that we can't connect Melacha on Yom Kippur to Inon Yom Kippur, because each one of them has unique attributes. Melacha is not unique to Yom Kippur. Melacha, as we said, is also even on Shabbos and Yontif, whereas Inui, of course, is not also Shabbos Yontif. Inui, on the other hand, you may never eat on Yom Kippur, whereas Melacha, you're allowed to do Ravoida on Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara Lai, Afnuya Mufna. There's a pasuk that is superfluous to allow this Gzeirah Shavah to stand. Michti, because says the Gemara, Chamishi Kro Ksiba Melacha. The Torah says five times that you're not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Kippur. Why do we need five psukim to teach us this din? Says the Gemara, Chava Ashara, the Yomama, want to teach us that you're not allowed to do Melacha by day of Yom Kippur. It's Hara Delilah. I want to teach us you're not allowed to do Melacha by night. So the Rishonim asks, Tosfos Rishonim asks, that wherever the Torah says that one is not allowed to do Melacha, Shabbos Yontif, the Torah doesn't have a separate pasuk for the day and the night. Why, by Yom Kippur, do we have to have two separate psukim for the day and the night? So Tosfos Rosh answers, because as we just said, the Torah says, by Yom Kippur, Etzem Yom Hazeh. So that's why we would think maybe it's the day is different than the night. The Gevurah Sari answers that as we're going to learn in our perek still, that on Yom Kippur there's a concept of a Tzumay Shiyoy Mechaper. The day of Yom Kippur brings a kapara, but that's strictly the day, not the evening. And that's why we need a special pasuk to say that even by night you're not allowed to do melacha. Chadlo Anishti Mama, one pasuk has to tell us there's a Chayv Karis. One did Melacha by day of Yom Kippur. V'chad lo'inish delayla, one pasuk to teach us, Mezachiv Karis, if one did Melacha by night of Yom Kippur. V'chad lefnuye, and one pasuk is superfluous, l'migma, to teach us inim Melacha, bein imam bein delayla, that inui is usur on Yom Kippur, there's a lav, just like there's a lav to do Melacha on Yom Kippur, there's a lav to eat on Yom Kippur. The Rei Yishmol Tana, Reb Shmuel gives us another source how we will learn that there's a lav of inui on Yom Kippur. Nema by Yom Kippur the word inui. Nema and the Torah says by a nar hamarasa, if one violates a nar hamarasa, the Torah uses the word inui. Ma'ala halon lo anish lom ken hizer. Just like by the nar hamarasa, if somebody violates a nar hamarasa, where there's a chiv skila, there's a lav afkan. The way the Torah used the word inui, there's similarly a lav, must be, there's a lav, not just the chiv karis. Rav Achva Yaakov Amar, a different source, how we know that there's a lav for the inui on Yom Kippur. Yalav, Shabbos, Shabbos Bereshis. By Shabbos Bereshis, which means the chiv of keeping Shabbos, then the reason it's called Shabbos Bereshis, we're talking about the regular Shabbos, but why is Shabbos called Shabbos Bereishis? Because we differentiate it from Yontif, which is also called Shabbos. So we call regular Shabbos Shabbos Bereishis, because from the first Shabbos that we had in our history, there was already a din of Shabbos. Malahalan, just by Shabbos, loy onesh olam kein hizer, afkan, loy onesh by inui onyam kippah, loy onesh olam kein hizer. Rapapa ama, Rapapa has a different source. The Hu Gufa Shabbos Ikrei. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos. The Ksiv, because the pasuk regarding Yom Kippur says, Tishbesu Shabbatchem. So just like by Shabbos, Loi Anish Alam Kein Hizer, so too by Yom Kippur with all of its halachas, Loi Anish Alam Kein Hizer. Says the Gemara. So we had now a number of Amoraim offering different sources for this halacha. Says the Mabishlam Rapapa Lamak Rav Achab Yaakov, that he learns it from Gzeirah Shavah Shabbos Bereishis. The Kro de Ksiv Begufei Adav. He prefers to learn from a pasuk that is in Hilchos Yom Kippurim. Tishbu Shabbatchem, as we said, is a pasuk in Hilchos Yom Kippur. Ella Rav Achab Yaakov asked the Gemara, "My Tamal Lamak Rav Papa, why did he not prefer to learn from Tishbu Shabbatchem? Why did he learn from Shabbos Bereishis?" Answers the Gemara Mibayla to the Tanya. He needs that pasuk of Tishbisu Shabbatchem for different need. The Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us, the Torah says, V'nishem as nafshisechem betisha l'chodesh. Yochel yaschel v'yesana betisha. So does that mean that one should fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? We know Yom Kippur is on the 10th day of Tishrei. Tamalayma be'erev. We only begin fasting on the night at night, which is already the 10th day of Tishrei. Iberev yochel mishetachshach. You only begin fasting after it becomes night. Tamalayma betisha. You already should fast on the ninth day. Hakeitzad. How do we reconcile these two psukim? Maschel u'masana b'bayjoyim. One begins fasting from already before Yom Kippur begins. Bikan, and this is the halacha that we mentioned before, Shemesifim Mechol al Kodesh. And the Rosh explains, when the halacha is that Mesifim Mechol al Kodesh, it means before Ben Hashemashes. Because we know that whenever the halacha is that one has to start something, since we don't know when is, how to treat Ben Hashemashes, who we always a machmer. So Friday evening, Ben Hashemashes, we already have to treat as Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, Ben Hashemashes, we still have to treat as Shabbos. So if the Torah tells us that we have to be Moisef al HaKodesh, that means it's a time before Tosfos, it's the time before Ben Hashemashes. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah says, because we have to take into consideration the Ben Hashemashes, that we already have to begin acting like Yom Kippur, no malacha, no eating, and the din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, the halacha is that it begins already about a half an hour before the normal zman. Moreover, as we just said, the Shulchan Aruch says that the halacha of Tosfos Yom Kippurim doesn't apply just to malacha, it applies both to malacha and to eating. Both of them, there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. I would know that the din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim only applies at the beginning of Yom Kippur. How do we know that this halacha also applies after Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur? Tamalayma mi'erev ad arev. That it, both at Tishbisu Shabbatchem, both on the day before Yom Kippur, erev Yom Kippur, and Motzei Yom Kippur. Only ela b'Yom Kippurim. So this halacha we know applies by Yom Kippur. Shabbosos minayin. How do we know by every Shabbos there's a din of Tosfos Shabbos? Tamalayma Tishbisu Shabbatchem. The Torah says the word Tishbisu, that applies by every Shabbos. Only ela Shabbosos Yom Tovim minayin. This is only a halacha by Shabbos. How do we know that this applies by Yontov as well? Tamalayma Shabbatchem. Hakotzed. Where do we learn from here? Wherever the Torah says Shavois, the Torah is teaching us Meisifin Mechol al HaKodesh, that we have to have Tosfos Shabbos, Tosfos Yom Kippurim. There's interesting shailas that the Pesukim discuss. Here we're learning that there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippur at the beginning and the end. So the question is, if there's a boy, a girl, who are becoming bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah on Yom Kippur itself, but on every Yom Kippur, they aren't yet bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah. So the question is, are they the mechuyv to fast and not do malacha on Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur, they're bar mitzvah, but are they mechuyv in Tosfos Yom Kippurim? The halacha is that they shouldn't be chayiv in Tosfos Yom Kippurim, because Tosfos Yom Kippur, they're not yet bar mitzvah. Or similarly, what would be the halacha if a child was not bar mitzvah on Yom Kippur, but Motzei Yom Kippur, he is already bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Do we suggest that he's chayiv in Tosfos Yom Kippurim? Now he's a gadol. Or do we say that since he wasn't a gadol on Yom Kippur, we can't make a person have Tosfos Yom Kippurim if he didn't have the chiv of Yom Kippur itself? And the question is, really, I saw that the Chalkus Yaakov and the Eretz Tzvi both discuss, when we speak about Tosfos Yom Kippur, how does the halacha look at that? Does the halacha look at it as an extension of Yom Kippur itself? And therefore, if it's an extension of Yom Kippur itself, so whoever is chayv in Yom Kippur, then the halacha is, will be chayiv. And on the other hand, and vice versa. Or do we say that Tosfos Yom Kippur is a separate chayiv? And therefore, since it's a separate chayiv, then the halacha is that one, they're not necessarily connected to Yom Kippur, which is really connected to another shayla. We're learning, we just learned in our sugya, that one has to keep Tosfos Yom Kippur. And the question is, when we say that one has to keep Tosfos Yom Kippur, does that mean he has to be makabel on himself Tosfos Yom Kippur, or does it happen by itself? So the Mikroi Kodesh says that we know that many people before Yom Kippur say Tefillah Zaka. And in the Nusach of the Tefillah Zaka, person says, the Nusach says, Hareini Makabel Al Atzmi. So that seems to indicate that Tosfos Yom Kippur doesn't happen by itself. Tosfos Yom Kippur happens only because you makabel it. If that's the case, then we see Tosfos Yom Kippur is separate from the Yom Kippur. But the Harei Kodesh mentions that, he quotes the Shulchan Aruch Harav, it depends when. He says, when it's right before the Zman of Yom Kippur, says the Harei Kodesh from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, one doesn't have to be makabel Tosfos Yom Kippurim. It happens automatically. When it's right before Yom, when it's earlier than that, where we're not obligated to keep Yom Kippur, then one has to be makabel it. So the fact that in the Tefillah Zaka we say Hareini Makabel, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, is not a ride that Tosfos Yom Kippurim is not an extension of Yom Kippur. Because he's saying Hareini Makabel because he's saying it earlier. But it could be if you said it at the last moment, then you would be Taka Chayiv. You wouldn't even have to say it because it's an extension automatically from Yom Kippur. Ask the Gemara. V'tana de'etzem etzem. That the Tana who learns, as we learned earlier in the Shir, that there's no Chiv Karis and Malkus Tosfos Yom Kippurim, Hai B'tisha L'chaydish Mayavadlei, why we learn from this Pasuk, and as the Rishonim explained the Gemara's question, once we see that the Braisa taught us, that the Torah teaches us there's no Chiv Karis for eating or doing Malach at that period, it's obvious that there is a chiv in Tosfos Yom Kippur. Because otherwise, why would we need a pasuk to tell us that there's no chiv karis? So we already know that there's a din of Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So what would he learn from this pasuk? Answer, the Gemara Boilech Retani, Chiv Barab Midifti, the Tani Chiv Barab Midifti, the Par Success Vanisis Nashasecha B'tisha. And the question is, the Chiv B'tisha Masanim, is Yom Kippur 9 days in Tishrei? V'loi B'asr Masanim, Yom Kippur is 10 days in Tishrei? Ella, Loimalach, the teachers call Oich Lashoys of Chi, whoever eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur, Malav Akasaki Lasana Chi Vesiri. That there's a Chiv to eat Erev Yom Kippur. The Mechas Chinuch says that the Chiv of eating on Yom Kippur is a Chiv deraisa. And the Kesem Mishnah, however, says that according to the Rambam, it's not a Chiv deraisa, it's a Chiv derabbanan. There are many reasons given why one must eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Rashi explains that the Torah wants us to have strength to be able to eat, to fast on Yom Kippur. And so does the Rosh say, that one should be able to withstand the fast. Another pshat that the Rabbeinu Yonah says, we know that Yom Kippur is the Yom Mechila V'Slicha, it's the day that we all have a kapara. So to show the simcha, so on Yom Kippur we can't eat to show simcha. So we eat Erev Yom Kippur to show the simcha that we have, that we have Mechilas Avonis. Another pshat that the Shibali Lakit says is that since on Yom Kippur, every Yontif, one has to eat a Suda. But on Yom Kippur we can't have a Suda. So the Suda of Yom Kippur is eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Another pshat is that, on the contrary, if somebody's used to eating and then he stops eating, it's much harder. So somebody eats Erev Yom Kippur, he's become accustomed to eat, and therefore, and then we still fast, makes the fast harder. Another pshat is what we've discussed at the beginning of the Masechta. The Torah says that the pasuk just read, "V'nishim es m'seichem tishul chaydish." So the tzedakim who followed Torah Shemiksav literally would indeed eat would indeed fast on Yom Kippur. We who disagree with the Tzaddikim, so as we learned many times, they did different things to show that we don't agree with the Tzaddikim. And this is one of the things. They fasted and we ate. The Prisha says that we eat on Yom Kippur to show that this is Inui. How would we know? Maybe there's an individual who always fasts. But if you fast on Erev Yom Kippur, if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur and then you fast, you're showing that you're an individual who indeed is fasting because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you to fast. Another pshat is Erev Yom Kippur, as we approach Yom Kippur, who wants to eat? Nobody wants to eat Erev Yom Kippur, but we still eat. And the reason we eat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to eat. And therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to eat, we eat, and it doesn't stop because we're doing everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do. The question that, of course, is asked, how much do you have to eat on Yom Kippur? So the Michas Chinuch suggests that you have to eat a kesevis. That just like we learned extensively in our perek, that the sheer achila on Yom Kippur, the sheer that you have to, that you're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur, the sheer that you of eating on Yom Kippur is a kesevis. So on Erev Yom Kippur, you have to eat at least a kesevis to be yotzei mitzvah. There are others that disagree and say that since B'chol HaTorah Kulo the shear is a kezayis, here too is a kezayis. The Shibboleth Leket opinion is that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur begins at the night of 9 days in Tishrei, like everything in the Torah. However, most Achronim, Paiskim say that the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur is only on Erev Yom Kippur itself, not the night before. The Stechemin asks, if we're learning that one is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, why don't we make a bracha on eating on Erev Yom Kippur? So one teretz that's given is something which is not obvious that's a mitzvah, you don't make a bracha. Eating and drinking, it's not obvious that it's a mitzvah, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Others explain that since the eating, as Rashi said, is only for achana for Yom Kippur, a preparation for Yom Kippur, a mitzvah which is only in a preparation on Erev Yom Kippur, the halach, for a preparation, you don't make a bracha on such a mitzvah. The Stechemid discusses what's going to be the halacha, the two gemaras that we just learned. Somebody, for whatever reason, cannot eat all of Erev Yom Kippur. The only time he was able to get to eat was Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So now the question is, what should he do? Should he eat or keep Tosfos Yom Kippur? And the question is, what should he keep better? Moreover, the Mechsalazah discusses, we spoke about it earlier in our shir, that on Yom Kippur, if you eat Shalai Kedarch Achila, you're still Chayiv. What's going to be on Tosfos Yom Kippurim? If you ate Shleike Derech Achila, how you fulfill the mitzvah? And of course, a very interesting question that many discuss is, do women have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? The eating on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah seishes magrama. And normally, women don't have to keep mitzvah seishes magrama. So the question is, does a woman have to eat? So Kivega says that the din of eating of Erev Yom Kippur applies to women as well. And especially if we follow the opinion of Rashi that says that the whole Isser, the whole din of eating Erev Yom Kippur is connected to the mitzvah of fasting Yom Kippur. So anybody who has to fast has to eat. And since they have to eat fast, then they have to eat. But now the question is, if somebody's not going to fast on Yom Kippur because they're sick and they don't have to fast, do they have a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur? And this is a question that many Paiskim discuss. The Ksav Sofer wants to suggest that he doesn't have to fast because the only reason we fast is that we eat is we can fast. He's not fasting, but there are many Achroinim that say that fasting, the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is a separate mitzvah, and it applies to everyone, even those who are not fasting. Says the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah, Achol Eichon She'en Uchuyin L'Chila. If somebody ate on Yom Kippur food that's not edible, the halacha is that he's not chai for eating. If somebody chewed pepper on Yom Kippur, potter. Kas samvili b'Yom Kippurim. Somebody chewed ginger on Yom Kippur, potter is potter from curse, because these are not derech achila. The Torah says, "Veraltemas rosoi is period." Here, the Torah teaches the halacha of arla that anything that grows the first 3 years, from a tree, we have to we're not allowed to eat. It's arla. Any day she eats machel. What did the Torah say? The word eats machel. Ela matam aloyma eats machel. Eitzatam eitzo period shava. It's referring to the pepper tree that the wood and the fruit have the same din. And Rashi explains, why do we have to teach palpulin separately? Because since the pepper tree doesn't grow very high, we would think maybe it's not a fruit. It should be treated like a vegetable. That's why we say no, it's treated like a fruit. And to teach us, nothing is missing in Eretz Yisrael, that even palpulin are available in Eretz Yisrael. So we see from here that palpulin are food. How do we say it's not? Answers the Gemara, Kasha, when they're moist, their oil applies to them, they're considered a food. Habi Yavashta, when they're dry, the halacha is differently. Amale Ravina Lameimar, regarding the zangbel, the ginger. Vram Nachman, Hai Himlata, there was a food that was made of ginger and honey. Dasim Beyandui, Shariye. One may eat it, and there is no isha bishlakim, even though it's cooked, because it's roi lech k'mashuchai. Since it's edible raw, there is no dinner bishlakim. U'machin alei, and the bracha is bari pri adoma. So again, here we said that zangbel is not edible, and here we say it is edible, and it says, gemara lo kasha, haver tifta, when it's moist, it's edible, haver yivishta. Tanaban ochel alei kranim. If somebody ate the stalks of weed on Yom Kippur, pata. Lulei gefanim, but what grows the soft part of the palm tree, chayiv. Elahein lulei gefanim. So says the Gemara, what are the lulei gefanim that are considered a food? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Yitzchak Magdala, kol shelivelu merashanav Yom Kippur. If it hasn't spent 10 days yet, it's that young, it's still edible. Rav Kana Omar kol shloshim yom. If it's not 30 days old, it's still considered edible. Tanya kavasa Rav Yitzchak Magdala, ochel ali gefanim potter, Lule gefanim chayiv, and says the Brisa Ela lule gefanim kosher livlum rashanim kippurim. It's not; they're not 10 days old. Shasat tzira murius potter hachaymitz. It seems that if you drank vinegar, you'd be chayiv. Masnisa mani says the Gemara. Who's the tan of our Mishnah? Rebbe he the tan Rebbe hachaymitz meishav sanefesh vinegar makes you feel good. Darsh of gil bar menashim made in rash and aloch k'Rebbe. The aloch is not like Rebbe, and vinegar is not considered something that's really edible, and you put on Yom Kippur. L'shana, the next year Yom Kippur, nafki kul ama, mazgiv shasala. So everybody had something that they could drink on Yom Kippur. They drank vinegar. They diluted and drank vinegar. Shama, Rav Gidl. Rav Gidl heard what happened, Vic, but he was upset. Ama, eimid amrena, when I said the vinegar is allowed to be drank, you're allowed to drink it on Yom Kippur, the yevid. L'chat chila mi amrena, I never said you're allowed to drink it without any shayla. And furthermore, aim the amri ano, I supported just a small amount. Tuva mi amri, I never spoke about a lot of vinegar. Of course, that's prohibited. Furthermore, aim the amri ano chai, I only said undiluted vinegar. Mozik, diluted vinegar mi amri, of course, may not be consumed on Yom Kippur.